Welcome to the Empathetic Marketer Podcast. I'm your host, Brad Hammond, and today I have Zhenya Shapova from Daily Motion. Zhenya, it's really nice to have you on.
Yeah, definitely. Hi, Brad. Hello, everyone. Great to be here with you today, guys.
Absolutely. So tell me a bit about yourself, your role, and then Daily Motion and what you guys are up to.
Yeah, sure. So I'm a chief marketing officer at Daily Motion. At Daily Motion, we develop a video streaming platform for the end users like me and you. We have a native application and a platform, dailymotion.com. And we also develop a video player working with more than 95% of professional publishers in France and a lot of well-known media in Europe and the US. And we also act as an advertising platform, and we work directly with agencies and brands to provide a high quality inventory to run their brand awareness advertising campaigns.
Very cool. So you've built and developed the marketing function of the company. What is that journey like? What has that been like?
Yeah. Actually, it was and it is one of my goals when I joined the company. The marketing function was not developed at the company for different reasons. And my role, first and foremost, was to plan a marketing department, to hire and coach people, and to project the structure of a marketing department to the future. And it was pretty tough, but pretty exciting as an experience. So we are 8 people in the company now, organized different subdivisions, including brand, everything related to brand content, corporate communications. The second subdivision is everything related to user acquisition. So I mentioned that we develop a native app, and user acquisition is something that we track as a KPI on a day-to-day basis. We have a B2B offer, and there is an additional subdivision that generates demand for our B2B SaaS products. And also, when I joined Daily Motion, I took the responsibility to develop employer brand. So in our company, it's part of marketing department. I know some companies, it could be part of HR department. So we decided it would be part of marketing department. I also lead a lot of like internal strategic projects like alignment on objectives and internal communications throughout the company. So yeah, pretty large as a scope, and pretty happy that we managed to build such a team within a short period of time.
Yeah, that's very cool. And one of the things I think that's unique about what you're doing is there's this focus on B2B and also B2C.
Yeah.
So from a marketing perspective, how do you split your focus when you have B2B stuff going on, but also B2C stuff there as well?
Well, actually, it was one of the reasons I joined Daily Motion, because I had B2C and B2B experience in the past, and I haven't really decided yet what I love more. Both areas are pretty exciting. In terms of splitting the focus, so we have one of the key success factors, I think, in any other area, is to be very, very clear with your objectives and to make sure that there is enough resources for both, that none of the areas is left out without any support. So as I mentioned, we have subdivisions of the team that are dedicated to B2C and to B2B. And we also build the team and the ecosystem of suppliers in a way that there are a lot of shared resources that both activities use a lot. Like, nice. For example, content creation, like design, SEO, et cetera, et cetera.
Yeah, absolutely. As we think about wrapping up this year and we think about going into next year, what are your main marketing priorities when it comes to each of those audiences and segments?
Mm-hmm. We have a couple of exciting projects planned for 2023, which I unfortunately cannot go much into details about now. But regarding the priorities, on the B2C side, I'm really happy that this work is almost finished. We have done enormous project on the company repositioning, the repositioning of our B2C brand. Basically, we started from doing a market research to make sure that what we'll do marketing-wise, product-wise, messaging-wise, corresponds to the market needs and to the market future needs. So it was like a very big chunk of analytical work that we did. And actually, I'm really grateful for the company. It was one of my conditions, actually, when joining Dailymotion. I mentioned that we would need, in order to do things properly, we would need to invest time and resources into research. And I'm really grateful that my management was totally aligned on that. So after this research part has been completed, the results gave us a lot of insights into how we should position ourselves, what we should define as a mission of the company, what we should define as values, what we should define as a product roadmap. So I was also really happy to have been working with the product team a lot on both on B2B and B2C side, because based on consumer insights, we were able to, well, especially the product team, but with, they relied a lot on marketing insights to build future features and the future experience of the application. It was really, really rich as an experience in terms of the priorities. So there will be this launch. I'm really looking forward to doing brand building campaigns, because we will bring a new renewed, let's say, brand to the market, and we will need to educate the market a lot on what we stand for. And there are a lot of things we are planning to do. So this is a huge priority. And as soon as the brand part, the brand building, the brand education part is over, we will go into like the growth and user acquisition in a very classical understanding of that. And what I would like to personally, and what my team would like to really ensure, that this branding and brand campaigns actually contribute to, well, brand campaigns do not have app downloads as a KPI normally, right? You educate the audience, you make sure that you reach as many people from your audience segment as possible. But what I would like to really even track is how this campaign, or a number of campaigns, if done properly, would contribute to the acquisition part. This is the B2C part in terms of, as far as B2B is concerned. So we will also be relaunching some of the products that we are currently developing, and we already started actually. So it's first time Dailymotion will be, let's say, marketing and selling services in the SaaS mode. And will be, I'm really looking forward into working, continuing working with product teams. We have a B2B product team that is separate from the B2C, the product team on the insights, on the future roadmap and the product market fit. And with the sales team, we will be like sparing partners, the funnel that we have started to build. And I hope that marketing, not I hope, but this is my goal, is to ensure that marketing actually ensures that salespeople have a constant full pipeline of quality leads.
Absolutely. Let's talk about content and creating awareness and channels and all this stuff. So what type of content are you guys creating, and what does that look like?
Actually, one of the goals for the next year, we are a video platform, right? And we are supposed to create a lot, would like to create a lot more video content. Video is one of the formats that will be always even more popular. If you look at the way Instagram is developing from the photo app, it has moved to now everything you do is you do reels if you want to promote yourself. So the way people consume content completely changed, and there should be, I really want to produce a lot of more video content. But what I also observe as a sort of a trend, as a marketing content, with doing marketing content without it being a marketing content. So it's like advertising without really advertising. When you create stuff that is completely organic, that is completely natural for your audiences to watch and not to perceive it as a marketing message, because I think we are bombarded with all these marketing messages all over the place, and the fatigue from this is growing. And I would like to really develop more creative and organic video content, but also it doesn't good old blog post and making sure that you stand out in the Google and other search engine searches needs your engaging text content.
Absolutely. So there's a lot of changes going on when it comes to marketing and sales and there's some emerging trends that we're seeing, and I know you have some thoughts on that.
Yeah.
I'd love to hear your thoughts on what's next for marketing and sales, and what are the things that maybe we should get a little bit away from and things we should lean more into.
Yeah, you know, ironically, this year I have observed a trend that makes me curious and furious at the same time. So I keep receiving calls on my personal number, because my personal number is attached to my LinkedIn account. It's salespeople who used some of the LinkedIn scraping tools to get the data, the contact details, and they offer me, usually for some reasons, those are SaaS solutions. They offer me SaaS solutions by phone. And you're like, okay. And it's like very, very, very often. And it's always like bad timing. It's either when I'm at lunch or in the public transport, or I'm with my kid, and like it's always, and I mean, selling for solutions through the phone. Come on. So what I think will be important to pay attention to if you are in the SaaS business, like clients are so much tired of sales calls. They are allergic to salespeople. It's just, I was like eager to say, okay, I want to be part of your marketing funnel. Go, guys, don't call me. I want to download content. Let's play it that way. What is important? And when I say customers are allergic to salespeople, it doesn't mean that we need to cancel all the sales department. I love working with sales. It's just that we need to work differently. And there is a growing role of marketers in educating buyers about your industry, about your products, about like how to make the best decisions, etc. And it's about investing in that rather than like doing it in a direct way and not discussing even the GDPR and data privacy part of the thing. So sales and marketing should work together, but it should be a clear focus for each. So the role of sales, and they are brilliant of that, is closing the deals, right? So you have a prospect, your goal is to understand how much money this person is able to spend on your solution. Do that. Marketing, please be creative with your content. Please be engaging. Please create communities, but make sure that people come to you to understand what kind of solutions they need to solve their problem. And then you can warm them up, you can work with them and pass them on to sales.
Absolutely. Yeah, I think there's so much opportunity, especially with content today, to create these warm folks that sort of know you and the brand and all this, before you call them and ask them for a deal and all this. But a lot of companies aren't maybe focusing as much time on that content and warming you up. So then I get 10 or 15 of those calls every day. And like, hey, do you want to buy this or that? And it's like, where are you? Why are you calling me?
So, exactly. Yeah.
Exactly.
So I think we all and the audience of this podcast, experienced marketers, we all can contribute to changing this.
Absolutely. So I think one of the things that's becoming more and more part of the conversation today is this thoughts around sustainability and even the next generation, Gen Z and all this. What are your thoughts when it comes to sustainability and how that's tied into a company's marketing?
Yeah, I totally agree. And even more, I think it's not only becoming more and more becoming part of the conversation, but it's like a no longer a choice. I think, and it will be even more, we will see it even more in the coming years, because I've heard someone from the European Commission recently was saying that we are on the highway to the climate hell and we still keep the foot on the accelerator, right? So it's like no way back. And what it means for marketing and what it means for companies is like nice to have brands. They are becoming irrelevant with time, and which is why it is extremely important. And no matter which sector you are, if you deal directly with the environment or you can have another way to produce impact on society or on different problems, it's important to start rethinking if you haven't done it, the positioning and how you can be the brand with purpose and how you can add the responsible concept to what you do. If you are in a SaaS technology, why your technology is responsible. If you are in an advertising business, can you do advertising, I don't know, responsible advertising platform? If you are an influencer platform, can you do like responsible influencer services, whatever, but it will be really, really important. And there is a totally strategic role of marketers in that, because the positioning and conception of this brand as a strategic asset of the company is on the marketers' shoulders. And I think it's pretty exciting times are ahead of us, because there is a lot of strategic and really deep work on that. And as far as Gen Z, it's definitely worth discussing. There are a couple of things here. We have been thinking about Gen Z, like, okay, new audiences, they are young, they are like cool, like what shall we do? Maybe add some flashy colors, couple of like fun content bar pieces, et cetera, et cetera. It is great start, but these audiences, they are becoming more and more, they are becoming our customers, our consumers, our influencers, our workforce, even our suppliers, I don't know, our agents, etc. This is the audience that starts to play a really important part in the business in general. And it's very important. And I'm really happy I invested a lot of time this year into that. It's very important to start better understanding them. And it's not about like flashy colors and funny content, right? It's this generation, they can give a lot of great insights to your brand, even in B2B. We sometimes tend to think like B2B should be serious. We are in the business. There is no, it's not, the borders are very, let's say, very vague here, and it's no longer the case. So yeah, we need to integrate this audience everywhere in our business and our brand. And also I would even say that forward thinking brands, they are already taking care of the Generation Alpha.
Absolutely. I agree. Well, this has been a great conversation. Thank you so much for sharing all your insights and wisdom here. Really appreciate it.
Thank you very much. Thank you. I hope it will be useful, and I'm open to continue the conversation in LinkedIn, and feel free to ping me, and we'll be happy to share more insight with your audiences.
Absolutely.